Thank you for joining us today for Get It Together. It's time to take baby steps to a better life. Hi, my name is Tabitha Rexford. I am a financial coach, and as a financial coach, I inspire, guide, and motivate people to move from where they are to where they want to be in their finances. Along with financial coaching, I do decluttering coaching, and this is what we are going to be diving into today. I'm so excited that you decided to tune in today for decluttering why, what, and how. Gonna start off with why. Why do we even want to declutter? First off, peace. There have been links found between clutter and stress, anxiety, and depression. Peaceful surroundings can help with a peaceful mind. I know personally I am way more patient and happy when the things around me are in order. And I know I am not alone in that. Also, financial goals. If you can't find things, you end up buying more things, leading to more clutter and wasted money. Also, as we're decluttering, we can sell some of the things, making money that will help move us towards our financial goals. What do I mean by decluttering? I'm referring to clearing out the excess, unneeded, and unwanted things in your life and making room for what's important. Decluttering includes all aspects of your life, from stuff to commitments to the never-ending to-do list. Now, I also want you to think about, what do you want? We're going to go through a little exercise, so come on along. If you're driving, do not close your eyes. But otherwise, I want you to sit back and close your eyes. Going to walk up to your front door and walk in. Your house is exactly how you want it to be. It's decluttered. It's organized. You have exactly what you need and what you want and no more. What do you feel? I want you to stroll into your main area. Maybe you have a front room, a dining room. It's pleasant. It's airy. It fits you. I want you to go on to your kitchen. Everything is easy to access. It's convenient. You know where everything is. Now I want you to go up to your bedrooms. Walk into your bedroom. It's peaceful. It's organized. It's a pleasant place to be. Go on to any extra rooms, any kids' rooms, any bathrooms, laundry room. You're not behind on laundry because you're not overwhelmed by laundry, because you can't be, because you don't have too much stuff. Now I want you to walk back downstairs, sit down in your favorite place, and take a deep breath. I want you to think about, what did you see? How did it feel? Now remember that. This is what you're working towards. This is your end goal. If you're married, do this exercise with your spouse and decide together what you want the purpose of your house to be. Do you love hosting? Do you want it to be a wonderful place for family to gather, to laugh, to play games? What memories do you want your children growing up with in this house? If you have grandkids, what do you want their memories to be like as they visit? Do you want this to be a peaceful place to come home to after a long day of work? What is your dream for your home? If you don't have a dream, do you need one? I want you to think about that. I want you to jot down any key words you want to remember. Peaceful, inviting, welcoming, whatever your words may be. My husband and I sat down and discussed this. And as we were on our decluttering journey, as we are on our decluttering journey, we often go back to this. And we know we want to host a lot. We want this to be a welcoming place. We want this to be a happy place for our kids to grow up in. And because of that, that informs our decisions as we are decluttering and as we are creating that space. Remember, we are taking baby steps to a better life. It's not all at once. Be gentle with yourself and be kind to yourself. So, We're going to start with 15 minutes per day. And this is no more than 30 minutes each day. Hear me out. No more than 30 minutes each day. Get 2 days off a week. So 5 days of the week, you're going to do this. I do not want you to get burnt out. It's a little bit at a time. If you miss a day, it's okay. Get back to it the next day. If you have a reluctant spouse, focus on your things and your kids' things if you have them. They often come around eventually. Just remember, don't nag. Just you make a lifestyle change and let them see how it has changed your life. Chat with them about it, but not in like a passive aggressive way. Just share. So step one, put on your favorite playlist or audiobook. Day one, you're going to grab a black garbage bag and go around the house just trashing things for 15 minutes. Grab any garbage you find. And after you're done, dispose of the bag. Get it out of your house, even if it's not full. Day two, either repeat day one or move on to the next step. Kind of judge after that first day whether you need to go around with a garbage bag again or move on to the next step. Then the next step, this is either days 2 through 5 or days 3 through 5. You're going to grab 3 to 5 containers. Your first container is another black garbage bag. This is where you put trash. Your second container is a cardboard box or a box you want to donate. This can be a black garbage bag if that would be easier and the things you're putting in are not breakable. Going to label your box donations and set a donation day of the week. Who's going to bring the donations and who is the backup if that person can't bring the donations? Once this box is full, tape it up and do not open it. Put it in the car that you will be taking to the donation center, maybe in the front seat or by the back door of the house, somewhere obvious and annoying so it won't get forgotten. I usually put things on the passenger seat of my van because I know if it's there, it will drive me crazy until I donate it. So put it somewhere annoying. Then step three, or container three, is the container for things that go in the other room. After you complete your 15 minutes, go and put the things away really quick where they go. So then your optional box, your first optional box, is that I got this idea from the YouTuber Minimal Mom. It's your time will tell box. I want you to use this sparingly. This is only for things you're really not sure if you'll miss. And with this, I want you to have a donation date and donate whatever has not been missed. This can be 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. You choose how long that is, but I recommend it not being too terribly long. And then the last box, another optional box, is a box of items to sell. Be sure to set a date where the items have to be posted and a sell-by date. Depending on the item, you might want to donate it after that. I recommend donating it after that. But some items, you know, you might lower the price, whatever it may be. Another thing to do as you are decluttering, if you are planning on selling things, set a minimum you would have to make on the items in order to sell it. Because remember, it is taking your time posting it. It is taking your energy posting it, keeping it in your house. It's taking up space. You want to make sure it's worth it. For some people, this might be $100. For others, it might be $20. Just figure out what that number is, what makes it worth it, and then proceed accordingly. Okay, so if you have kids, as you're working on decluttering, involve the kiddos as much as possible. I'm going to go into some ideas on how to do this when we get back in a moment. This is Get It Together Podcast. This is Tabitha Rexford with the Get It Together Podcast. Today, we have been going into decluttering. What, how, and why we should declutter. And it has been so much fun. We've talked about what to do to start that process of decluttering. And now we are going to go into how to involve the kids. So I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, and my 6-year-old is super into decluttering now, and my 3-year-old is also really starting to get her decluttering wheels going. With my 6-year-old, well, now both of them, but specifically with my 6-year-old, we declutter together. His love language is quality time, so this is a sweet thing that we can do to bond. We also do it kind of as a game sometimes, something we get to do together, and he just lights up with it. One thing we've done is getting a container, and I told him if he filled it up, I would pay him $5. That worked really well. Also, you can do, like, if they clean it up or if they fill up that bucket of things to get rid of, you can go get ice cream. We've done popsicles, like whatever works for your family. Another thing you can do is repurposing the space. Minimal Mom from YouTube made their toy room into a kids' library with a little bookshelf and 2 little chairs, a little table, and so, and you can often use things around your house to repurpose the space. If you make decluttering a fun thing, they will want to be a part of it. If you have super young kids, this is a great time to declutter because they don't know and won't remember what you got rid of. Also, you're starting from the beginning with them, training them in a better way. When we first started decluttering, both my kids are pretty sentimental, and there was some pushback, but just trying to be patient with them. My husband encouraged me a lot in not, you know, just being the person who's like, you have to get rid of everything, so don't do that. And just kind of guiding them in this journey can be helpful. Also, early on in the decluttering, you might want to go through toys and clothes and things like that when they are not around. And utilizing the time will tell box for this is super helpful. Seeing if they miss it. If you put in time will tell box for a month or 3 months and they didn't miss it, then it can probably go. Also, I said this before and I'm going to say it again, but actually get rid of the things you are decluttering. Donate them, sell them, trash them, get them out of your life. If you're selling items, post them right away and then have that deadline. For instance, if you do not sell it in a week, then donate it. Now, in closing, I would like to share the question of the day, which is coming from out west. My husband passed away over a year ago, and his unused things fill the shop and house. My kids don't want me to get rid of his things for sentimental reasons, but the clutter is driving me crazy. Help. First off, I am so sorry for your loss and for their loss. As far as decluttering goes, my recommendation would be to sit down and have an honest conversation. Let them know how you are feeling and that for your peace and overall well-being, you need to declutter. But they are welcome to anything you are sending on to a better home. This is your home that you are currently living in. You are the one who has to deal with, care for, heat, air condition, and maintain the stuff. If they want to keep it, then they can take on the responsibility of being the caretakers at their homes or in their rooms if they still live at home. If it is about placement where your husband kept things, then you can take some pictures before starting the process. And then if they want to replicate it in their own homes or frame the photos next to the item, then they can. When it comes to the actual decluttering, I would start a group chat where you can post pictures of what you are getting rid of. You can tell them at the meeting that the items must be claimed within a certain amount of time, say 24 hours, 48 hours, or by a certain time of the day that the item is posted, like 8 p.m., for example. Or you will assume they don't want it, and then you can go on to donate or sell the item. As far as who gets the item, you can either give it to the first person who claims it or ask everybody to put in their requests in the group chat or separate texts. And then you will tell the person who can have it in a separate text as well, or the group chat. That's up to you. That way you get to pick the home for the items, and one person doesn't end up getting everything just because they're on their phone more and can see that. However works best for you and your family. It's your stuff. You get to make the rules. I hope that helps as you go down this difficult path, but know you can do it. You really can. Please let me know if you have any questions. You can reach me at tabsmoneymentoring@gmail.com or via text or phone call at 615-669-1585. Please send your questions or schedule your free consultation today. Have a great day and happy decluttering.